Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download. Jones and Keefe.
On W-E-E-I.
And then a double play ball, the 0-2. Swing and a miss! He got him! The Red Sox sweep the Yankees! 2-0 the final today, and the Red Sox have taken 5 of 6 from the Yankees. They're within 6.5 in the American League East. They're back above 500, and what a masterful weekend here at Fenway Park.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Just when people were starting to get interested and climbing on board with this team, Keith,
above 500 for the first time in forever.
Forever, it feels like. They have some real momentum. They're actually interesting.
Yeah.
And they go to the West Coast and turn around and trade their highest paid player. I don't even want to call him their best player, but their highest paid player.
Yeah.
And so I do think the fan base, which was ready to jump back on board, is very much teetering. Although the calls we've taken to this point have been pretty pro-trading Devers.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Which I'm surprised at.
In favor of it. Maybe they've just listened to us a lot because we were saying this for months now.
Yeah, maybe we were just really convincing. Maybe that's what it was.
Probably.
I think that's probably
what it is. If I know anything about us, that we're pretty convincing.
I think the calls are probably going to turn.
Yeah.
Judging on what I heard driving in on Greg's show and judging by the text line, Twitter and such. But so far, the calls have actually been pretty pro-trading Rafi Devers. Let's see. Let's try to get one on the other side here. How about Rich in Western Mass? Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So I think this whole kerfuffle between Devers and his response to not playing third base, it leaves on management and Alex Cora. So imagine 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they get rid of Betts, they get rid of Bogarts, and now Rafael Devers is here, ready to sign his contract for 10 years. Meanwhile, they've had a losing record for 3 straight years, and they say, hey, we want to make you the front and center of this organization, this franchise. And then the next day, put you at third base, and he wasn't the worst third baseman in the league. He had 14 or 15.
He was, like, legitimately the worst.
He led the AL in errors every year.
Every year. Yeah. He was the worst.
All right. Okay, but did his bat make up for it?
No, that's not the point.
Yeah, you were talking about he wasn't the worst.
We're saying he was, in fact, the worst.
All right.
To answer your question about the bat, some years, but I think his bat is more inconsistent than people give it credit for, and I think he's overrated as a hitter here. But some years it was worth it. Like the month of May, it was really worth it.
He's kind of an every other year guy.
Yeah.
So coming from his standpoint, right, he's making $35 million a year. Mm-hmm. Last year they signed him, or is it the year and a half they signed him to 10 years? They said, hey, listen, you're going to be the face of our franchise. We got rid of Betts. We got rid of Bogarts. Mm-hmm. You're going to be our third baseman. Coming up next season, they signed Bregman to a 15% salary increase on pretty much a one-year basis.
Mm-hmm.
So now Bregman comes in. He's getting paid 15% more than Devers.
Okay.
And Devers is like, I'm supposed to be the face of this organization. You're bringing someone in after I sign this contract after one year.
But that's not.
But Rich, you're also forgetting the fact that 2 years ago, Devers was ripping the front office for not having enough good players. Like, we need better players. We all know what we need. We need better players.
Also,
got you a better player, and now you're going to just stamp your feet about it?
If Devers is mad that Bregman just makes a higher AAV when he's making $300+ million, Bregman didn't even get that big of a contract.
He has 40. Well, I guess what, 120 guaranteed if he keeps opting in. But he makes $40 million this year. Devers makes 30, but he signed long term. He has the better contract.
So if the contract bothers Devers, that's nuts. And I'm with you, Rich. Like when he demands that they go out and get help, and upgrade the talent around him, and then cries about that guy taking his spot.
Yeah.
That's just a loser mentality.
Yeah.
And let's face it, the Red Sox have been losers for a bunch of years now with Devers as the quote-unquote face of the team.
Oh, yeah. So he really was affected by Mookie Betts being gone, even Xander Bogarts. And I would say Devers is a better hitter than Bogarts, but Bogarts was the guy that, you know, more of a team leader, more of a, three-game losing streak, I'll be the face of this, I'm not going to, run away from it. I'll play other positions if need be. Like, so no, Devers was not prepared for that part of it.
Nope.
Like, all the attention on him. When he was one of a handful of, like, you know, young guys, like, really, you know, like, that wave of talent that came in 2018, great. Like, he kind of, like, fit in with that group. But then when you peel everybody else away and, like, you're the guy now, like, I don't, he wasn't prepared for that.
He did talk to the media last night. This is odd timing. Do you have this, Nick? It's just quick. When he was asked about whether or not all the drama is behind the Red Sox and the sideshow of this year. This is in the clubhouse after the sweep yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
Like, all the drama, distractions, all that stuff is behind you and behind the team from earlier.
Yes, Paso.
Yeah, that's
us. Okay.
Wow, he could see the future.
So, but I don't know if he knew the trade was finalized. I don't
probably not.
I don't think he did, but
yeah,
he had to have known it was close.
Yeah.
I
think it was the home run that sealed it. He smacked the home run and the Giants called him back. Like, we'll do it now. We'll do it now. We just saw that.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't think Devers knew at that moment he was gone, but I think he knew he was on his way out.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to Buster Posey, the GM of the Giants, they've been talking with the Red Sox now for a few weeks, and they've been having a back and forth. And
a few weeks, and that's all you could get?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't like the return either, but I don't think this is out of left field for Devers. Maybe the exact timing, he didn't, because they pulled him off the flight. He didn't necessarily expect it was going to go down right when it went down, but I think he had a good idea he was about to get traded in the coming days or weeks. I think he knew that.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Cora's response. So they are going to have a Zoom today?
Yeah, who's on it?
What is this, COVID?
It's Breslow and...
No, it's not Cora. I think it's Breslow and Kennedy maybe?
Yeah.
Kennedy did say last week he would play the field if need be.
He's
ready to play the field.
He also called him...
yeah, with the Giants, maybe.
He also called him the best left-handed hitter in baseball, and they turn around and trade him.
Best left-handed hitter in baseball?
I thought that's what he said.
A lot of hyperbole around with this guy.
It's a wild thing to say, knowing that you're having trade discussions with him.
Yeah.
I heard Curtis ripping Kennedy for this morning.
Deal him for a rosin bag.
You're talking him up.
Yeah.
Like, why were you talking him up so much? Maybe to talk the Giants into doing the deal, I guess?
I don't think you needed to, based on the return.
That's fair.
The Zoom meeting will be interesting whenever. I don't know if that's scheduled yet. Have they announced when that's coming out?
According to Chris Cotillo.
We have time.
Craig Breslow, Sam Kennedy will speak to reporters on Zoom at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ah!
8 p.m. Eastern?
Come on.
We're not on the air.
Well, they had to get all the way to Seattle to avoid the media, so.
That's a good point.
8 p.m. Eastern. All right. Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. I'm sure we'll talk about Cora pregame as well.
But Arcan will be on tonight leading into pregame.
Yeah,
so pre-game. He'll have like a...
Pregame's 8:40?
Yeah.
So Arcan will have some time, yeah.
Yeah, might even play that. We'll see.
All right, good. We'll lock in on that. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, fellas. How we doing? Good morning. Appreciate you taking a call.
No problem.
Talked about this with Bradford last night when he was on WEI. Back on March 10th, Bradford came out with an article. It's actually a WEI article talking about how Alex Bregman is this great fit for a mentor. And I agreed with it. And coming from someone who coaches and has been around baseball a while, I just think there was something more going on here. You got Bregman being advocated as this leader. You got all these guys to see around the league, Judge for the Yankees, Trout for the Angels, these guys stepping up in the leadership roles. And the opposite is happening with Rafi Devers. Complete opposite here. We see management put in a tough position. Alex Cora's job, I mean, God, give the guy a break. 2 weeks ago, finally came to a head, and I realized two things are going to happen. One, Devers is going to get traded, or two, Cora's going to get fired. And 313 million reasons, is that an investment you want Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer around?
Yeah, look, I mean, first of all, those guys have already moved positions more than Rafael Devers has.
They sure have.
In the field. I know people keep pointing out he did move guys. He moved to DH. That doesn't really count.
Yeah.
I think that would be a minor piece of it for me.
Yeah,
like having Devers
really,
around the young guys, that would be a minor piece.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have like 26 great dudes necessarily.
It might free up Bregman to be more of a lead. Like, I think... Outwardly,
he already was going to be. Because remember the last couple of years, they're like, Justin Turner's the leader.
But,
like, isn't this Devers' team? And it's like
Devers is I think getting Devers out of there does free up Bregman within the club. Like, I think a lot of us on the outside view him as the leader, but I think there are a lot of people who probably looked at Devers as that guy. I think he was resistant to really take on an outward leading role, like with the media and things like that. But I do think this frees up Bregman to do it. That wouldn't be the main reason to trade him, but I think that's a byproduct of it.
Do you think... there's any truth to that, where they said if we're going to make a major change, it has to either be Devers or Cora? Would you look at it that way?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I would still move on from the manager, although they've gotten hot.
And what do you think his actual response?
Cora had a good weekend.
What do you think Cora's reaction and feeling is towards this?
I don't think he likes it. What did he put out on Instagram? Didn't he put out, like, hugging Rafael Devers with Gracias or something like that?
Well, I know, but what you do publicly is often very different
That's
than
true.
What you feel
maybe,
privately.
Maybe he just knows how fans were going to rip this, and so he's looking supportive of it.
He always wants to be on the popular side.
Yeah. I bet Cora doesn't like it.
Probably not. Probably not. But he's also one of the reasons this happened. And I don't know if he acknowledges that or realizes that.
Yeah, Cora's a big problem.
But advocating for Bregman has pushed for this, and then kind of staying out of it and getting your owner involved, that sped all this up. You know, if Cora did things differently, then maybe Devers is still here.
We were talking about this off the air, whether or not there's going to be a smear campaign of Rafi Devers.
And it started in April.
Okay, well, I first of all think he deserves the smear campaign.
Probably March, actually.
Like, if the guy was demanding trades, and how bad really was it behind closed doors? Like, I kind of want the smear campaign on this.
Yeah.
Because I think it was bad.
Yeah.
And I've thought it was bad since spring training, as have you, Keith.
Yep.
But I want to actually know. In this case, I think this is a player who deserves a smear campaign. And as you said, it's not really a smear campaign. We were talking about it in real time, all of these various issues.
Yeah. So what did they do? They bench you? Oh, no, they didn't bench you. Did they move you down in the lineup? Oh, no, they didn't move you down the lineup. You still play every day? They actually want you to play the field now? Okay. Like, I'm sorry. I don't really feel bad for the player. I usually take the player's side in most things, especially in football, because their contracts are different. But when you have $300 million guaranteed to you and you're still hitting, you're batting second, I don't have any sympathy.
No, me neither. I thought that last caller was going to reference when you asked Brad Foe a month or so ago. You're like, what happens first? Devers gets traded or plays the field? And he very quickly answered, traded.
Traded.
And Brad Foe was right.
Yeah, he's not playing the field.
Touche. I'd listen to Brad Foe. Now,
although they stick him on the hot corner this Friday with the Giants against the Red Sox, and he just makes these unbelievable plays.
It'd be hilarious.
Like Nolan Arenado over there.
Because Chapman's hurt, right? Meaning
Matt Chapman
for the Giants is hurt, their third baseman. It would be hilarious if they're
third.
Like, hey, man, could you just play third until Chapman comes back and he goes and does it?
Honestly, he might. I feel like when you change teams, you're more willing to take a different role than the team that you were on.
I bet he's like, screw them.
Yeah.
And
yeah, right.
So, I mean, I get that aspect of if Devers did it, I would understand him being mad at the Red Sox and wanting to prove a point, but it would just kind of prove our point all along. It's not that hard to pick up a glove and go over there. 617-779-7937. Johnny's in Brooklyn. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be honest, you disarmed me a little bit because a few segments ago, it sounded like you said something to the effect of like, well, maybe if they get, this guy Hicks to pitch well, he'll be a front-end starter.
No, Harrison.
Not, maybe
Harrison,
it'll be like
Hicks.
The Mookie. Harrison, Hicks, they both suck. And then you got, you said like, maybe, let's be honest. And then you said, maybe it'll be like the Mookie Betts trade again. And I was thinking, guys, like, the Mookie Betts trade was catastrophic. And if this is going to be Mookie Betts trade part two, and that is such an incredible embarrassment. And so, for me, I don't mind trading Devers. He was a jerk, whatever, fine, trade him. But you got to give me something. Give me a top 50 prospect, top 25 player that we know.
I think, Johnny, this guy was the 11th prospect in baseball last year. So he's come up to the bigs, and he hasn't knocked it out of the park.
And the guy Tibbs was the 13th overall pick in the draft last year.
I don't believe he's a top 100 prospect right now, though.
Tibbs?
I don't think he is.
Okay.
He isn't. I'm just saying
he's their third best prospect, not a top 100.
But I'm saying when Harrison first came up, he was a highly touted prospect. Now, maybe he can't pitch. Maybe it won't work out. I mean, sometimes prospects come up and struggle. Christian Campbell, it was a highly touted prospect. He's come up and really hasn't hit outside of April. So that doesn't mean he can't play or you don't feel good about him long term. I would put Harrison in a similar boat. I think there's zero chance this is anywhere near as bad as the Betts trade, which is one of the worst trades of all time.
No, it is. So
this guy's not going to make you regret trading him like Betts did. This guy's not that good.
Is Devers going to be runner-up in the MVP twice, win two World Series, and be a perennial All-Star the rest of the way?
No.
No chance.
Maybe the All-Star thing, but not the other two.
He's made like three in his whole career.
But I'm saying, maybe he'll be an All-Star every year, which is a nice player.
But do you think
he's not going to be an MVP candidate? He's not going to win.
I had a buddy text me, I'll give him credit for this, but he was saying that by the end of Devers' contract, do you think that could look like the end of Miguel Cabrera's contract?
Like, maybe.
Miguel Cabrera could barely even pick up a bat by the end of his career.
I think it could look like Pablo's.
Okay, so they've already taken the field away from him, but now you're hitting, and then like the wheels can fall off. Like that's not necessarily the build that is built for longevity. But we shall see. Yeah, the Mookie Betts one, you know, I guess it's a little apples and oranges too, because Betts didn't have a contract, right? Betts had 1 year left. We all say pay him the money, but like, you know, we don't really know if he 100% would have taken it, would have gotten the free agent. Devers, you did have long term, but they clearly had buyer's remorse about it, and they found an opportunity to get out of it.
Well, and I don't think they ever really wanted to do it in the first place.
But that's also why I feel like you should have been able to get a little bit more from the Giants, because there's no, well, will he re-sign? There was no question about will he re-sign. Like, you have him. And if you like him, and I assume San Francisco likes him, you got a bunch of years for him, but you don't have to do any negotiation.
Yeah, so it's in the Julie McWilliams story, who formerly is at the Globe, and I imagine, you know, working for John Henry, he has some ownership sources, I would imagine. But he's now at CBS Sports. He's a national reporter there. And I think he had great stuff here today. He said they asked him to take grounders at first and third in spring training. He refused and asked for a trade. This is the reporting of CBS Sports. In that same story, he says you'd figure that Devers at 28 could handle all this. It was Bloom, not Breslow, who signed Devers to this deal. And even Bloom had some trepidation. Ownership overruled him on the Devers contract. Mm. They'd already traded Betts and knew it was a mistake. They'd let Bogarts walk. They couldn't dare let Devers go too. Ultimately, Bloom complied with his boss's wishes. So I don't think anybody really wanted to do the Devers deal. Bloom didn't want to do it. I don't think Henry wanted to do it, but he knew it was a PR disaster if they didn't sign him. And so that's part of the reason they're moving on, beyond him just being an a-hole all year. And I don't think they got enough in return. I think all those things can be true.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like when the headline is Devers traded, that alone doesn't like break me or spin me off into like a downward spiral. But then you're like, they saved a lot of money. You're like, okay, I don't really care. No. I don't need that. And then you're like, here are the players they got. And you're like, is there like another page?
I'm saying, if Harrison...
Did I miss a name or two?
If Harrison turns into a front of the rotation guy, then I think you made a good trade.
You feel better
about it. I have no idea if he's going to reach that potential or not. He hasn't yet in parts of three seasons in the big leagues.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. David's in New Hampshire. Hello, David.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Very good.
Excellent.
I just wanted to. Yes, hold on.
We'll wait. Yeah. No, let's hold.
It's great.
Here we go.
You ready, David?
Oh, yeah. All
right.
Waiting for you guys for a while.
Shoes on the other foot.
Is the main point that I wanted to bring up that nobody seems to be talking about is, I mean, a little bit this morning, that he's not really the face of the franchise. I watch the Red Sox every night. I listen every night. The guy that I get excited to watch is Jaron Duran. Somebody like that. Somebody who hustles. Somebody who's a team player who tries hard every play. Somebody like Devers, he doesn't come off as that type of guy.
When he walks down to first base on national television? Yeah, no, he's definitely not a guy who hustles.
He half hustled on that one play that we talked about for a while.
He motored right out of the box, and then he gave up.
Yeah.
So would you rather they traded Duran or Devers, Keith?
Oh, Devers.
Me too.
Devers.
Like I would rather have Duran than Devers. And now that's not even factoring in like the financial component. I think Duran's a fun player to watch. I've never really thought Devers is a fun player to watch. It's fun when he hits a home run.
Oh, he can smash like, some dingers here and there. Yeah.
But Duran running around the bases, stealing home, stretching singles into doubles, things like that. I think that's a fun thing to watch. And so even keeping the financials out of it, I like Duran as a player more than Devers. I'd acknowledge Devers has been more consistent and has been better, but I'm happy they traded Devers and kept Duran.
It is sort of like a side topic, but when you think of like the popularity of the players, so not even what they do, not even what their stats are or whatever, but some of these big trades like Nomar Garciaparra, Mookie Betts, Rafael Devers, it's not even close. Like when you would go to Fenway games, how many number five Nomar jerseys would you see?
They were everywhere.
How many Betts jerseys would you see?
Everywhere.
Devers? They sell them? Have you ever met somebody with a Devers jersey?
I'm sure they sell them. I saw someone.
It's not
Twitch
a very
chat.
Popular one. I know they sell them. I'm just saying, like, it's not one that you see all the time.
I saw somebody in the Twitch chat say, as a Father's Day gift, they got a Devers City Connect for their dad or from their dad. I forget which way. And that's one that.
All right. Well, let me ask you this.
Hopefully, you kept the gift receipt.
Or does it say Devers on the back, or is it just number 11? Because you can always wait and hope that they get another great number 11.
It's a throwback, Tim Nearing.
Well, like, who would have thought that my D. Brown jersey is now a Jaylen Brown jersey?
That's a good point.
Who would have ever thought that?
That's a great point. Who knew?
Who would have ever known that?
617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number. I do like this. Hey, nitwits.
Are you the one guy that is just like apparently a baseball genius?
Oh, no.
Is that guy?
No. That's a Rhode Island texter. This is somebody from your state, Keith. Speak for New Hampshire.
Clearly, he has free texts over here. Otherwise,
he says,
he's got to be bankrupt.
Hey, nitwits. Trading Devers in itself is not the problem. The return and the timing is the problem. I feel like
we said that at 10 o'clock.
It's exactly what we've been saying.
10:01 we started with that.
All day long.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been saying that.
Morons.
I'm more open to, I think, Harrison than you are, that he could...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I just don't click as a
front end of the rotation guy, but that's a major what if.
Yep.
That's far from a lock. 617-779-7937. We got more of your phone calls here. We can get to the Red Sox weekend as well. Alex Cora pushing some good buttons. Red Sox turning things around. Does it all go up in smoke now that they traded Rafi Devers? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.